Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Louisiana's been an open primary system for decades, and we now move to a closed party primary for the offices of U.S. House, U.S. Senate, Louisiana Supreme Court, Public Service Commission, and the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. And here to talk to us about how you go about voting, how it works, what it means, is Nancy Landry, the Louisiana Secretary of State. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
And thank you for joining us, because a lot of people have a lot of questions, and most folks that I've talked to thought that this applies to all races, and I told them, no, it doesn't. It's a limited few, but it is a big change in the manner we go about voting.
It is. It's a significant change. The legislature decided to do this, and I didn't take a position on the legislation, but I did ask them to give us sufficient time so that we could educate voters and train our poll commissioners and our registrars of voters and make sure that we were able to implement it with integrity. So we do have some big changes coming up, and we want voters to know about it. And so we've launched an educational campaign. We have 5 educational videos on our website now at govote.com, so you can take a deep dive there. But we also just want to make sure that everybody checks their voter registration and make sure that they're registered with the party that they want to be affiliated with, because the party you're affiliated with is going to determine which ballot you get in the May 16th and June 27th elections.
So coming up May 16th and June 27th, which is the first primary in the general election, right, for whatever races are, what races are going to happen
there? The primary runoff. It's the primary and the primary runoff. So the general election will be in the fall, and the winners of those primary elections will advance to the general in the fall. And that election, anybody will be able to vote for the candidate of their choice. There's no restrictions on that one. But in the May election and in the June primary runoff, Democrats can only vote in the Democratic Party primary. Republicans can only vote in the Republican Party primary. And no party or unaffiliated voters, voters who are not affiliated with a party, they can choose which party primary they want to participate in. But they have to stick with that selection through the party primary runoff.
And they can and obviously they're free to do whatever they want in the general election, which would occur in the fall. Now, a lot of people don't realize there are a lot of other party affiliations, the Green Party, Libertarian, and other party names. Are these parties that have to be recognized by the state, and what happens there?
Right. Only the Republican and Democratic Party will have party primaries. The other parties, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, they will first appear on the ballot. Their candidates will first appear on the ballot in the general election. And those registered voters who are registered with other parties like the Green Party or the Libertarian Party, or if they wrote in the name of a party, they will not be able to participate in the closed party primary races for those five races that you mentioned. But there will still be other things on the ballot that are regular open primary like you're used to. So they will still vote in the election, just not in those closed party primaries. And that's why it's important to check your voter registration to see what your party affiliation is, because that's going to determine which ballot you get.
So let's talk about the party primary system. So we have a Democratic Party primary, Republican Party primary, and you have everyone running. And if you end up with obviously more than two candidates running for a particular race, what happens in I don't even know what they're calling it in the first primary of the party primary.
So in the first primary, if you are a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate, you have to participate in the primary, and all of the Republicans will be running against each other in one primary, all the Democrats in another. If there is a clear winner, 50% plus one, that person goes to the general in the fall. If there's not a clear winner with 50% plus one majority, then there will be a party primary runoff in June. And the winner of that party primary runoff will then advance to the general in the fall. And so it is a majority wins in the party primaries. But then in the general election in the fall, it'll be a plurality. Whoever gets the plurality will be the winner in these closed party primary races.
So
we will have a winner on election day in November.
So let's say there's five candidates on the May ballot. No one gets 50 plus one. The two highest vote getters are on the ballot in June, right?
And
correct. Obviously, one of those folks are going to have 50 plus one, and they would move to the general, to the full general election
in the fall, in November. That's when they would. That's when the general election is, and that's where they will face the winner of the other primary, plus any Green candidates, Libertarian candidates, or no party candidates, that they'll also be on the general election ballot in November.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And in the full general election ballot, because you could have more than two candidates, more than just the Democrat or the Republican, and the Republican, I should say.
Right.
Then
right.
In that vote, it's a plurality. So if the highest vote getter gets 49% or 48% of the vote, that person actually wins.
That's right. That's correct. And that's a change from before. And so these are all changes we want voters to know about, which is why we've been doing this robust educational campaign. We've done direct mail. We're doing TV ads, radio ads, social media, internet ads, and we're partnering with the university athletic programs, as well as going out in person and doing outreach events, because we want every voter to know that these changes are coming so they're not surprised when they get to the polls in May.
So I'm sure there are deadline dates. They always are. If you want to change your party affiliation, and it's probably worth everybody's while to go check, right? Because I believe some of the nomenclature has changed, right? Is that correct?
We have, if you were previously an independent, you are now considered no party. We just made everyone is no party or unaffiliated voters.
Right.
That's the only nomenclature that's changed.
That's changed. So it is, and I'm sure that's going to serve to confuse people. And they're going to be asking,
they did that. The legislature did that to resolve confusion because the independent voters thought they were unaffiliated. What they didn't know is that they were actually a part of a party and they would not have been able to vote in the closed party primaries. And so they changed it to resolve that confusion. And so it's actually going to be less confusing now with that change. Because the people who were previously independents will now be able to vote in the closed party primary races.
So if I'm no party affiliation, just so everyone knows how this is going to operate, I can pick and choose what party primary I want to participate in. But once I choose, I'm in it to the bitter end, right, of that party primary system. So if I choose Democrat, I'm in it till the fall general election, as well as the Republican side.
Until the party primary is over, and then once you're in the general election, you can vote for whoever you want, whichever candidate you want.
Correct.
But you have to stick for the closed primaries and the primary runoff. You have to be consistent, and so we'll be asking voters when they come to the polls. Do you want to vote in, if they're a no-party voter, we will ask them, which ballot do you want? Do you want the Republican ballot, the Democratic ballot, or a unaffiliated ballot? And they will if they pick a Republican or Democrat, they have to pick that one again for the primary runoff as well.
What are you hearing most from voters that are calling and asking about this and trying to educate themselves about it?
So they're one of the things they're asking is, you know, why are these changes coming? And these are changes that the legislature made, and at the behest of the governor. It's not something that my office initiated, and we didn't take a position on this. We're just trying to implement it with integrity. We asked for extra time to be able to educate voters. And so they seem to be open to it right now, the people that we're reaching, and we're just trying to reach as many as we can. We're encouraging everyone to check their voter registration at our website, and that's govote.com, GEAUX.com. And if you want to go straight to the closed party primary information, it's govote.com/CPP. And that's CPP for closed party primary. So govote.com/CPP, and you can find the videos there that explain it to you. You can get all the information that you need, and you can be ready to vote in the May 16th election. And the deadline you asked about earlier, the deadline to change your registration is April 15th to do it in person or by mail, and it's April 25th to do it online. So those are important deadlines because you won't be able.
15th
April 15th, the same as tax day, so you can remember that. When your taxes are due, you also need to make sure you check your voter registration and make sure that you're registered and affiliated with the party you want to be affiliated with. And then the deadline to do it online is April 25th. That's for the May 16th election.
So folks are asking, how will this impact mail-in voters?
So that's a great question. And when you request an absentee ballot, The registrar will ask, will then send a letter asking which ballot the voter wants. Do they want to vote with a Republican ballot or Democratic ballot or an unaffiliated ballot? And then they'll send that ballot to them. And it works the same way as if they had voted in person. They'll then be locked in to that primary until that primary is over. So it's similar to voting in person.
So if for new voters, 18-year-olds that become of age and are now able to vote, and they want, you know, this terminology of independent is still floating around, obviously. If they desire to be an independent, then for our purposes of this system, you are unaffiliated. Is
correct.
You have no party or unaffiliated.
No party voter. And it previously in the law in Louisiana, there was a prohibition against naming a party the independent party because of the confusion that it causes for voters. And so the legislature opted to reenact that prohibition because of the it did cause confusion when they allowed it briefly. And so they just reenacted that prohibition that says a party can't be called the independent party because voters who join that party think that they're not affiliated with a party. And so that the law just reflects that now, and it went back to the way it was previously.
Final thoughts. The two important dates, April the 15th, if you would explain that one more time, are the deadline dates.
April the 15th is the deadline to change your registration either in person or by mail. And that's in person at your registrar or voter's office. Or by mail, but you can continue to do it online until April 25th. And the most important thing I want your listeners to remember is that we want you to check your voter registration at govote.com or on the GoVote mobile app and make sure that your registration is current and that you are registered and affiliated with the party you want to be affiliated with. And also, this only applies to those five races that you mentioned: Congress, U.S. House, U.S. Senate, State Supreme Court, PSC, and Bessie. And there will be other races that are open primary on ballots in the spring as well. So it'll be a mix. So it's likely everyone will have something on their ballot. They just need to check and use our GoVote mobile app to check their ballot at the time. Yeah, but you can do everything through our app.
I know you're looking forward to those to that date. It'll be confused. I said, I know you're looking forward to that day because it's going to be confusing. And I'm so glad that y'all are doing these educational sessions because, you know, I've been involved for a long time. I had to read through the rules a couple of times. Okay, let me get this straight. What do we do?
This is a change the legislature made, and we're doing our best to get the word out and let people know about the changes. We've started early, and we made these educational videos that are available on our website. And like I said, we'll be doing TV ads, radio ads. We've already sent direct mail to every voter household. So we're doing everything we can to get voters educated about the changes coming up so they're not surprised when they get to the polls and that they know what to expect. And I feel like, you know, we do this.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's GEAUX.
UX, that's what I was going to say. .com, yeah. Right. So, folks, get out there, check that out. Nancy Landry, Secretary of State for the great state of Louisiana, thank you so much for joining us. We'll probably have you back before that deadline date because I think it's important enough that people get it right, and you don't want to wait and walk in to your poll and just be totally confused and discombobulated about how all of this is working and anticipating that you're going to be able to do something and you're not going to be able to do it. Because the ballot's
absolutely. I'll come back as many times as you'd like. We want voters to get all the information we can give them.
Well, thank you so much. We truly appreciate it. Keep up the great work and have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's Nancy Landry, the Secretary of State for the state of Louisiana. We'll be right back, folks, with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer, talking about the Saints and the Miami Dolphins. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.